I went to Costco. I got an iPhone SE, but I'm thinking of going back. So you weren't like, oh wow, this is convenient to have.
No, it sucks. It's you give yourself ADD. It's terrible.
Your dream is just the landline, right?
I don't know. No, I mean, you know, having it in your pocket. I even when I had a flip phone, I had my iPad in my bag. So like if I'm if I'm killing time,
yeah,
I'm not against it entirely. I'm just against it being. I don't like myself when I'm constantly stroking it like a fucking rat.
Yeah.
It makes me feel bad.
Yeah, I don't feel good about
it. It's always creepy when I walk back to like where the cast is sitting all together in chairs and everybody's just like this.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, that looks so stupid. And then I get in my chair and just like do the exact same thing.
It's really bad for your neck too.
Yeah,
that's what everybody's going to be sort of hunched in 20 or 30.
I was walking through the lobby of the UCB school yesterday and had that very same thought because it was so silent and it was so full. But everyone was on their phone. That's what's creepy about it. It's creepy. Like so many people were in the room, but it was no sound.
I remember a visual of that, too, is at a bar that I went to once, the Pikey, and it's like one of those darker bars.
Yeah.
And so it was just this whole line of people at a bar all sitting down, and their faces were in the light from their phone.
Yeah.
It looked very like Twilight Zone.
So a fourth guy walks into a group of three people on their phone. Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
Oh, man, it's cold today, huh?
Is it? Hold on, let me check.
Yeah, I'll check.
Oh, 54, yeah.
Well, I'm using Dark Sky. It says that it's 55.
Oh, well, where's the weather station on that?
No, I just mean literally just walking here. It's getting nippy. Had to put on windbreaker, huh?
It doesn't say nippy on my phone.
Yeah. My weather station's in MacArthur Park, it says, so that's pretty far from here. Let me map it. It's 12 minutes away.
No, I mean just walking here. Anyway, so what's up? How was the week? Seen you guys in a few weeks. Hey.
Sorry,
I just was checking this thing
out. You still looking at weather?
No. I was looking at the trailer for this movie yesterday. You seen this? It looks cool.
Yeah. Oh, no. What movie is that?
It's this like high concept movie with this guy who gets hit on the head and then he wakes up in a world where the Beatles never existed, but he knows all the Beatles songs. So.
I saw an ad for that.
That does sound amazing.
Yeah, it's cool.
I got an ad for that. Cool.
You want to watch the preview?
No, I'm doing an ad for you on my weather app.
Hey,
I'm sorry, I see your shoes, but I don't know who you are.
Oh, it's Chris.
No, the...
Oh, you can use Shoe Grab. You can use the Shoe Grab app. It scans people's shoes and tells you who they are.
Look at me. Look at me. Yeah. What's wrong with your neck?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What is up with your neck?
Oh, no. Oh, she's seizing.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, just sit down. Okay, look at the phone. Look at your phone. Breathe.
You know
what is
Kyrie?
That app you're looking at?
This is a good trailer.
Yeah,
you know, Kyrie's a chiropractor app. They'll send a chiropractor to you in like half an hour for like $1.50.
It's great.
Guys, how long has she been like this? How long have you been like this, Katie? Don't try to look up at me.
Did someone ask for a chiropractor?
My friend here,
Katie,
she's
hurt her neck.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to just start.
It's off my account, though, so can I do the share thing so that we can split the cost?
Absolutely.
I've never done that before. I'm going to try to figure it out.
Absolutely.
$1.50.
Thanks for helping my friend.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I get a lot of business right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you go around to public places and look for this?
Well, I mean, it's just sort of how an Uber will wait in a car kind of driving around until someone pushes the button. And so that's what I just kind of walk around and it's pretty fast. How quick it really happens fast.
Oh, I thought you were just being helpful. That's kind of creepy, man.
Oh, she's really
like an ambulance chaser.
Hmm? Well, I mean, she's providing a service. I don't think it's creepy.
Yes. Feels like she should be giving people advice on how not to get this way. Is there a way that people can avoid getting this way when they're looking at their phones? Besides, maybe you guys shouldn't look at your phone so much, you know?
Oh, Matt, it's you.
Oh, yeah, hey, what's up, Matt? Oh, Matt, cool, man.
Who'd you think it was?
Well, I was waiting for Shoe Grab to download, and then it needed to do an update.
Shoe Grab was taking long.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. This episode is sponsored by Shoe Grab. You try to look in your friends in the face? You Shoe Grab. Neil, you got to get on that. Some of these comedy app ideas can be real apps, I think, folks. I bet there's a lot of listeners out there who listen to comedy podcasts just to get app ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Katie, welcome to the show. Colton, hello. Welcome back.
Hello.
Brett, are you get here on time? Was it
barely
busy today?
It was very busy, yes.
Yeah. Okay. These LA people don't know how to drive in cold weather, huh? Is that a stereotype?
In cold weather. LA people also think that 50 degrees is cold.
Yeah, that was nice. That was a nice touch. My 5-year-old has a dream to see snow. That's one of her big bucket list things right now. Things that she's actually upset about.
What?
That we have not allowed her to see
snow. You haven't just gone to the Grove?
That doesn't count. She's had fake snow.
Oh, okay.
And she wants
Big
to drive.
Bear?
She,
Big Bear.
Yeah, that's why she's mad. She says, you can drive up to Big Bear like everybody else's parents. But what am I going to do up there, Colton? Besides show her the snow.
You get a nice little cabin. Mm-hmm. You do like hot cocoa with marshmallows on okay. top s'mores. Of it. S'mores.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I've got a Big Bear. Yeah.
This covers about an hour
with,
and a half.
With your kid?
Not with my kid. No, I haven't
taken
my
kid.
That's
what I'm saying now.
Oh, you mean like kid stuff to do?
Neil, you're have you been sledding. Somewhere with the kid snow-wise?
Snow-wise, just home, just the greater Philadelphia metro area at Christmas time, and he's gone sledding and stuff like that.
Oh, see? All, yeah. Full experience. Buddy, that's what, you know, and they see the shit on fucking cartoons and shit like that. Philadelphia's sledding paradise is what she really wants.
Yeah, she wants to go sledding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, kids like they're like dogs. You know, like dogs just like love snow. Like you don't really have to do too much mm-hmm. with kids when there's snow around because they'll just want to touch it and pick it up and run around in it. Like,
I don't like that drive to Big Bear. I don't like that twisty turny. Yeah. It makes me want to fucking throw up.
Sure.
It's also scary when it's snowy and icy.
Exactly. Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
So I'm being selfish because I just picture myself driving there. I don't like if I could transport there and throw her in a snowbank, that would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there that place like the San Gabriel Mountains or something? Isn't there something closer that you can just drive up and see snow?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe. Yeah, it could be.
I'll drive up there after this and let you know.
You going to research that for me?
There's snow up there.
Excuse me. Sorry. I'm sorry to bother you. My family and I were lost. Is there a big mountain around here?
Yeah. I mean, we're in a valley, so you know we're surrounded by mountains. Are you looking for something in particular?
Well, I see the one that's really far away there. But is there a closer one anywhere?
Well, that's something I see what you're going for now. No, I mean, that's Arrowhead. That's probably the closest one.
That's the one that's the only one?
Dad!
Yeah?
I want to see snow!
We're going, Katie. We're on the way. We're on the way. I'm just asking this guy if there's, you know, a better, if there's a closer mountain than
you know what
one.
I was just thinking to myself? That seems like the one question you can just answer by going outside and looking around is where's the closest mountain?
Okay, well, you know, I'm the customer here. I bought these corn nuts.
Right, but mountains, we don't serve mountains at the gas stations.
I know you don't, but you should, you know, it just seems kind of pathetic to me that there's only one mountain far away from this, you know, this podunk town. I was just wondering if there's
Look,
local
I'll
knowledge.
Tell you what, buddy.
If you know of a closer, bigger mountain that I can take my daughter up to.
You want snow is what you want, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know that ice skating rink, that dingy one? Right next to the mall that shut down.
We might have driven past it, I think.
Yeah,
yes,
it's the only freeway. Thing that's still alive in that mall that shut down.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, drove past there's that. A lot of used snow, you could call it, out in the alley behind it. The Zamboni cleans it up, and they ditch snow out in that alley behind the abandoned mall.
Okay,
let me ask. You might find some snow there.
Yeah, I'll check
that's
with
the closest
boss.
Snow.
All right, honey.
What?
Do you want to drive, Google says, do you want to drive 40 more minutes to that mountain there, or do you want to go to the alley where there's some Zamboni powder that you can dip your head in and play with?
No. What?
Honey, honey.
This is so embarrassing.
Honey, I don't know. I don't know what you
hey,
want.
Hey, man. I heard you looking for some snow.
Excuse me? Yeah.
Okay. You want some snow?
Yeah, I'm looking for snow. God, that okay. You got, how many Slim Jims are you buying here?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm buying all the Slim Jims, baby.
Right, I just saw you getting them all out of the box there. Yeah.
He has one Slim Jim hanging out the side of his mouth in a really cool way. He can talk with it easily and chew it at the same time.
My name's Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Sir, Slim you won't Jim. Be able to use that Slim Jim as the bathroom key. I can hand you a bathroom key if you'd like.
Just the one in my mouth?
The one in your hand. Oh, I saw you trying to jab into the bathroom.
Yeah, I was going to go use the bathroom.
Okay, I'll get you the key.
Thank you.
Continue.
So, as I was saying.
Yeah.
They walk into the bathroom, one of those really, really small gas room bathrooms.
Honey, come on.
Closes the door.
Come here, honey, come in.
I'm coming.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to set out all the snow that I got. Check this out. That's 20 bag of snow.
Oh, that's little bags.
That's a 50 bag of snow. And that's 100 bag of snow.
Okay, baby. Are you happy? You got to see the snow.
No, I mean, then I can bring all these to my friends and give my friends at school snow, too.
That's not how it would work with snow or otherwise. It would melt by the time we're home. We're just here to look at it and touch it.
The snow won't melt, baby.
It won't?
No, the snow ain't melting.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Dad, just do it.
Okay.
Buy all the snow.
How much can I get for $90?
So cheap.
I mean, okay, again, I've got this. It's a 30 bag of snow, a 50 bag of snow, and a 100 bag of snow.
100. Okay, well, you know what? I'll get the 100. Let me just, I'm going to go hit the ATM back out in the gas station. Would you watch her for a minute?
You want me to watch your daughter in this bathroom? You got it, man.
Hold on. That's where their cocaine addiction started. Both the father and the daughter started innocently enough, and then it just became real and went on for years.
Hey, man, I told you not to come back here unless you have my money.
I guess we get the father-daughter dance this week.
Get out of here,
daughter
man.
Dance this weekend. We're doing the promise dance. Fuck, the promise dance. She's 12. Jesus Christ.
We need the snow, baby.
We gotta go. We got the dance.
And eventually, he lost his job, and they lost the house, and he sold his car. They became con artists, and they eventually found their way up Big Bear Mountain. They had scammed this family out of their station wagon, and it started to snow. And even though she was 15 years old, this was the first time his daughter had ever seen real snow before.
You get out. You play it.
Don't let me step outside and then you finish
it. Just go. I'm not finishing it. I'll put it right here in the glove compartment. Neither of us.
Give me the glove compartment key if I'm going
to
go out.
Okay. Well, that's the car key, so we'll have to turn the car off. It's going
to
get cold.
The snow starts to come down really hard. I don't know if you've ever been on a mountain, but sometimes it'll just come down so hard that you realize you can't even drive anywhere.
I'm getting out. We'll leave the car. Well, I'm getting out too. Okay. We'll leave the car running. We're both out. The bag's in the air. Here, check out the real snow. Oh, no.
It snowed more and more. And when you're on blow, it takes a while for your real senses to kick in. So he didn't even know how cold he was.
This is pretty nice.
For about an hour until the frostbite started to kick in on his nose.
Build a new daughter.
Meanwhile, his daughter was going like, fucking 60 miles per hour on this windy, twisty, snowy, icy. She'd never seen snow before. Woo! Certainly had. Woo, 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 woo,
woo, woo. Oh, shit.
You roll down the window, please. Okay. License and registration.
I can show you a photo of myself.
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
Okay. Seems weird.
It's not weird. One, you have a bunch of cocaine in the passenger seat of your car.
Oh, that snow that got in there?
That's not snow.
No, it's would I sniff it if it was snow?
You look like you're probably 14, 15 years old.
I am 15 and a half.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and put you in the back seat of my squad car here.
Okay, this is embarrassing.
And we cut to just minutes later, she's being driven back down the mountain to the jail. And as they turn one of the turns in the road, they see this snowman to the side of the road who looks exactly like her dad.
That's my dad.
Your father's a snowman?
Yeah. His, and that's him. He always, I know it looks like a snowman, but I think that's right. My dad.
Well, I'll pull over and investigate here.
He had thin arms.
Help me.
And a long nose. It was,
help me. I'm going to go ahead and check him out.
Help me. I need cocaine.
Your one word suggestion from Twitter.
You guys are ready to tackle some suggestions?
Yep.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, this is a powerful one. Michael Sousa says shame. Mm.
Shame?
What makes you say that, Michael? It's a real question.
Shame.
I'll give you a few. Zeke says elevator.
Okay.
Stephanie says kangaroo.
Kangaroo?
Mm-hmm. And Leia says Uber.
Mm. These are great suggestions.
These are all really good.
Good job, guys. Good job, listeners.
Elevators are kind of like the original Uber, right?
Mm. Let's hear this. How?
Well, you know, you need a lift to go.
Would be like the original Lyft.
Kind of like the original Lyft, I guess. But, you know, it's like you need transportation and you like tap a button and you hang out and it comes, gets you. So sort of like it's like Uber pool.
It is, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you're lucky and there's not a lot of people in there. Sometimes other people get dropped off different places.
Yeah.
What's is there any elevator etiquette? What is your elevator etiquette
like? I mean, I always stand in the back. Because I'm a bigger guy.
Big guy.
Tall, so I'll always like get to the back, like a back corner and kind of stand there.
Do you feel you should have to ask if two people step on at the same time, should you ask the other person what their floor is if you're closer to the buttons?
Oh, I never do that.
Really?
No, I never do that.
I found the etiquette shifted a little bit, not to bring you back to the phones thing, but sometimes you can – it's not as safe an assumption that people have pressed the button already when you get to the elevator lobby because people tune in on their phones. Like if the same way at crosswalks in the street, people – you can't take for granted that somebody's pressed the button to activate the walk sign much.
Because for sure.
If you see somebody –
that drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you see somebody tuned in on their phone, there's like a 25% chance that the elevator's already come and they missed it or that the walk sign's already flipped over.
The walk sign in particular – why does that bug me more? The walk sign, if you walk up, if there's just one person, they've been a loser and haven't pressed the button, that's one thing. But if you walk up and there's like eight people and no one has pushed the walk sign button, I get mad. Like, come on, people. Let's get it together.
I was in my car. I watched a woman on the corner of Los Feliz in Vermont do that Los Feliz in the Boulevard. No, Los Feliz Boulevard in Vermont. That's what I'm saying. And I pulled up, and I just missed the light, and I watched her miss her whole opportunity to go. And then the pedestrian sign was ticking down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. And I think I was in a hurry somewhere. I'm not normally this much of an asshole, but it ticked down. And then she looked up right as it flipped again. And I saw her confused. And I had my windows down. I just went, "You missed it." And then I went. But yeah, she was planning to cross the street, but tuned out the whole time and just missed it. You know, two minutes long.
Have you guys pressed the thing yet?
Excuse me?
I can't get to the...
Somebody
crosswalk
did.
Button.
Somebody did.
I don't see the red light on it.
I'm sure somebody's pressed it already.
Can I press it again?
I think it'd be rude to assume everyone missed it.
Yeah, I mean, pressing it again, I think, would just be kind of like, I don't know, rude.
That's what she said. Yeah.
Quicker. Hey, the light flipped again. They must have a left. There must be a left.
No, you see, the little red light turns on when you push the button, and it hasn't. Just let me just fit my hand through there.
That could be broken. I mean,
it's been very cold, a cold snap.
I just think that if you were to press the button now after somebody's pressed it, it's probably consider that rude.
Whoever pressed it would be offended, and it would be rude.
Yeah, sir, you're coming in real hot.
Yeah.
Okay. The only reason is I'm already late to my job.
Hey, we all have jobs, dude. We all have jobs.
I don't. You're not the only one. But okay. Most everybody does.
Well,
who was here first? Just curiosity at the crosswalk.
The Native Americans,
didn't you?
Yeah.
I don't mean historically.
Big picture.
Just the Native Americans. Why don't you take a step back and take a step back and look?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, right at this crosswalk, because I don't think they had crosswalks. So,
oh, well, wow. You don't know much about
They invented crosswalks, yeah. Dude.
Okay, they're winning another cycle. They're winning another cycle. You guys are
somebody's
arguing.
Got a left. Somebody's got a left arrow.
There isn't even a car to have a left. And I would go across the street, but I know
Hakuna Matata, man.
Yeah.
Hakuna Matata.
I believe it was the Mohawk tribe that... came up with a system where if there was a herd coming in one direction, they had a system that someone on the other side would hold up a
stop sign
to say when you could
draw
into
the stop sign.
Yeah.
Right. The octagon.
The octagon. And that's what the animals would look at.
Yeah.
They would stop.
We missed yet another cycle.
Did it go? I didn't see it.
I'm just going to walk around you guys and press the button.
Whoa.
I know it might seem rude to one of the three of you.
Whoa.
Just let me by. Let me to the button.
Yeah, I know what this is. I know what this is because you think because I'm a woman, I didn't push the button.
Not cool, dude. Time's up on that shit.
Yeah, time's up on that. On you. People like you.
Okay, you're so bundled up, I could barely tell you're a woman.
Oh, dude, wow.
What does a woman look like?
What does a woman What is a cold woman supposed to look like to you?
Let me get my skirt on.
It's only 54. Guys, okay, I'm just going to jaywalk. Fuck this.
Oh, my God, why'd you do that?
He had a left. He was making a left at the arrow.
Oh, God.
Never walk into the street without a walk sign.
I want to help him, but we don't have the walk sign yet.
Crap on YouTube.
All right, humans. So, Josh, do you have a YouTube video for us to look at to crap on?
I do. I think Brett's pulling it up.
Okay, cleaner girl meth commercial.
Oh, wait, but the screen's not working in here for some reason. There's no signal.
Yeah, I'm from the source.
Hey, man, there's no signal in here, though. I just want to let you know.
There it is. Oh, that's crisp.
Let me go out of the way.
That's a nice 4K.
Academy. Busy as a bee, where'd I get all this energy? Oh, man, man, I don't sleep, and I don't
wait,
eat.
Wait, we stopped this. Stop.
This, yeah.
Is this comedy on purpose?
I think it's a real commercial. It's not comedy. It's truth.
What?
There should be audio, though.
No, we hear it.
Commercial.
Oh, it's an anti-meth commercial, right, but it's still framed as a sketch.
Cleanest house on the street. Oh, meth. Meth. Get these hairs all out of my face. Get these bugs all out of my place. One more hit. No time to waste. Oh, meth. Meth.
Oh, I see.
So they're using comedy a little bit. They're using comedy as a tool for a serious message.
Well, at least half of it. Is it so bad to clean your place when you're on drugs?
I'll have a lot of coffee to clean my place. I'll intentionally jack myself up for
some clean time.
Even if I know I feel stressed and I'll crash hard. Sometimes you got to.
I've never done meth, but in my 20s, I did the cocaine cleaning the house. yeah, we know that energy. I feel like that's not the top of the negative list, though. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a little bit like...
Let's see a sketch about that woman at the dentist. That'll scare you.
Okay, ma'am. Well, go ahead and have a seat.
Hi.
So I'm going to go ahead and just tilt your head back
okay.
a little bit. I'm going to take a look at your... you don't have any teeth.
Yeah, full disclosure, I'm on meth.
Okay, well,
I'm on meth now.
Okay, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to help you today because you don't
Can have... I tell you how I got started on meth?
Sure.
I was like in an anti-meth commercial.
Oh.
And I took meth to be in the commercial.
In order to do the commercial?
Yeah. I needed to spend all, it was a 12-hour shoot, and I needed to spend all day pretending to clean on meth.
Oh, man.
And
we cut to the makeup department in the middle of that day, and I'm telling you, I mean, it fucks up a lot of people, but I find it really easy to control. And just like in the copy, my house has been really clean since we started using meth in my household.
Well, thanks for the hit earlier. I'm actually, the reason I'm back in the trailer here is I want another. Oh,
no,
great.
No problem.
Oh, great.
And my husband sells it.
Oh, that's great.
And we, speaking of trailers, I also live in a trailer near the end of town, near the abandoned mall. It just has that skating rink. If you ever want to come by and buy some more.
Great. Is it like this trailer, or is it nicer or worse?
It has my face on the side of it, my logo.
That's
company.
The type of thing I would do. I feel like doing that now. I'd paint my own face on
the
side of something.
We cut back to the present.
Wow. Okay. Well,
did I tell you about the makeup? The makeup trailer?
You did. You just did. You just told me all about it.
I'll tell you again.
Hey.
I just sort of repeat it.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we could do is we could probably get some false teeth for you if you want to.
Fuck. No. Fuck.
Well, excuse me?
No. Fuck. I need to find my real teeth. I need to find them. That's why I came to you.
Oh, well, I definitely don't.
You had that sign that said, find your real smile.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm looking for it. I need my real smile.
Okay. That wasn't
I'm an actress.
Specifically. Well, okay.
I'm an actress.
Okay.
I need to be on TV.
You're right to come to my dentist isn't going to help. You needed a detective. So I see here you wrote the last time you saw one of your teeth was at a McDonald's.
That's right. It rattled out of my mouth and down into a gutter where a crow took it.
So I'm going to have to track down that crow.
I guess so. What's your rate, sailor?
It's... $90.
We see this is just another meth head. It's getting scammed by.
Do you don't mind if I'm cleaning while we have this meeting?
No, I don't mind. Boy, that secretary here sure was salty.
Yeah.
We cut to the end of the day. That so-called detective has delivered a dead crow that our meth head hero is now eating.
What? Huh?
Does this look familiar?
What? Who are you? Who are you? Get the fuck out of here.
Come on.
Who the fuck are you?
I've been
pushing. Give me my crow. Give me my crow.
But eventually, like all great drug addict stories, she sobered up and eventually did get some false teeth. And we cut to the first commercial audition.
Okay, she's trying to turn her life around. Yeah, so if your copy's right here on the board.
Hi, Jeannie Fontaine, 5'5".
Oh, wonderful. So we'll go ahead and just start from the top. I'll be
5'5".
Yes, okay. And I'll go ahead and be reading the part of the captain, and you just do your part, okay?
All right.
She's really nervous. She kind of has a flop sweat. It's been a while, and she looks at the copy, but all she can see is 5'5".
5'5". I read off the board here, 5'5".
Yeah, just right off this board here. Okay, so, we got to figure out a way to block up the holes in this boat.
Captain, Captain Janie Fontaine, 5'5", reading for Jane.
Yeah, we got the slate. We don't need that anymore.
Reading for Jane.
We got that. Great, thanks. So we're going to – so if you just read this copy right here, okay, so
– ship's captain.
Yeah, that's me. I'll be reading that part, and you'll be – responding.
And her teeth out of her mouth as she says her last line and rolls underneath the couch in the corner.
There's not a crow under there, is there?
There's not.
Under the couch?
Probably not.
I haven't worked in a couple of years. Do you remember the meth commercial?
I
pro meth?
I booked that.
You did?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You... Good to see you.
That was 6 months ago. You look horrible.
What the fuck is going on?
So, I've talked about this dude on my show before. In Conway, Arkansas, there was a documentary on last year called Meth Storm. And it takes place in central Arkansas. And there's this politician, a conservative politician, Jason Rapert, who I tried to help get voted out of office. And I failed, and everyone else failed. That was because he's back in office. The other day, a heavy metal band, I Hate God, I guess they're a pretty big band.
They're great.
I-E-Y-E.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, I guess, what genre would you call them, Brett?
They're kind of like sludge metal, stoner metal.
Yeah, let's get a little taste of that. Okay. Anyway, metal, they put out a flyer for a show they were doing in Little Rock, and on the flyer it had this senator eating a baby head. Let's look that up, Josh. Jason Rapert baby. Google that.
Oh, wow, that's nuts.
And this guy has such thin skin. I guess we could go to his Facebook page. Let's go to Senator Jason Rapert's Facebook page. But he protested this band doing this.
He protested them making a flyer?
Exactly. And somehow, I forget how he puts it. We'll read it on the Facebook page. But he's like, I took this before Judge Haskins that you shouldn't be able to bully people. I don't even know how he couched it. But now everyone, of course, is going nuts and responding to him. Stop eating babies, Jason. And just really going after him. It's so funny. It's like, so... Have we found his Facebook page yet for us to look at? Rapert. Or even the flyer. So we can get a little taste here. No, Josh? Yeah, there it
is. This guy?
Yeah, let's go to his Facebook page.
Oh.
Oh, it's not even like...
You guys, if you see over here, that's the photo of him eating the baby.
Yeah, let's scroll down to where he...
It's protested. Yeah, it's like intentionally like low-res Photoshop. Yeah.
It's like not even...
It's like
no
a zine...
Think that's real.
Yeah.
Let's keep going down. Let's see where he talks about it. Keep going down.
He doesn't like the rocks being thrown.
He doesn't like abortion either.
He doesn't.
Sounds
like
someone is getting ready for his Easter dinner.
No, he.
Yeah. oh man, this guy's the best.
Yeah, he's everything you'd want. Oh, did he get rid of it? No way.
The meal was baby back ribs.
The main meal was baby
sweet baby ribs.
Everyone's fucking with him. Keep going. I thought we would have hit it by now. I hope he didn't erase it. Oh, there it is.
Perhaps,
let's read what his post says, though.
Perhaps federal judge Christine Baker will read this and see why we must have the right to ban people who are using profanity and intimidation on social media pages. Read some of the comments on this post and see the absolute vile and profane nature of some people in our country. It is sad that people are so cruel and uncivil. Dude, and then he puts this like ridiculous Photoshop picture of him eating a baby.
And the concert's at Vino's Pizza Pub and Brewery.
And some of the comments are really funny, like, that may be true, but did you eat grapefruit with your baby this morning?
Wait, dude, does his thing say Raper Senate?
His name is Rapert.
Oh,
Rapert
buddy.
Rapert Senate.
Let's read some comments.
Buddy.
Oh, that's mine.
All the
this is a positive one. Senator Rapert's a very good man that cares about the people of Arkansas. He has every right to be upset with this image being
used this way. They yell it. I was redirected here from the babies and how to cook them Facebook page. My question is, my baby is fully cooked. What do you suggest I pair it with? A nice Cabernet? I await your
senator. Nice job, Mike Vander.
I like this.
Yeah, the whole page has... do babies taste better without ranch dressing?
Oh, my goodness. This is so great.
Wow. Isn't it great for just the rest of his political career? Just if you could have a reporter at every one of his events, ask some baby-eating question. Oh, yeah.
That'd be a great running prank.
Yes.
People to do.
If he would have ignored that.
I know. He does not get that lesson.
Yeah.
He did the same thing when I was in town. He was going back and forth with me for a whole week. It was like, you're a senator. I was telling him, ignore me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And now this, obviously the show's going to sell out 100 times over now.
Oh yeah, I want to go.
I know. People are like, I don't even live in Little Rock. I'm flying in to see this show. And also, I did make a song of all, or not all, a lot of the comments, because they were so hilarious to me how diverse they were. Because half the comments are supporting him,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
which are just as funny.
I would love to do a long con of just like pretending, creating like a conservative website and pretending to be one of his biggest fans,
mm-hmm.
and then finally getting an interview. And then, like, after, like, an hour interview, then at the very end, ask about how he prefers to eat babies.
Or pull out a little baby doll and fork and knife.
Start eating it.
I love how you say it'd be a really long interview. That is the best way to do it. Just really have him believe. Oh. Just one question at the end. And finally, what everyone wants to know. What will I guarantee? I will for sure give anyone a free Improv for Humans t-shirt if you can, in a setting where it is being recorded, ask Senator Rapert how he prefers to cook his babies or anything like that. That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Senator, this is the most embarrassing thing that could have happened. You were filmed... actually eating a baby.
Oh, I never thought this would come out.
You never thought it?
The rumors have been swirling for a while.
And this is like one of those things where you see the end of the movie, and now we've switched quickly to him and his wife at dinner. And I'm telling you, honey, I work at the hospital. It'd be really easy for me to get... it's sad for me to say, but I could get my hands on a dead baby. You could just eat it, know that you don't like it, and we can just be done with this forever. And you can just bury this whole stupid thing.
Don't you get it, Christine? It's not that I don't like them. It's that I do.
What do you mean? You've never eaten a baby, have you?
Christine, don't make me say it.
Now we cut back to college. It's the fraternity. It's Hayes night.
Yeah!
Drink! Now we're down to just three. Oh, Jimmy couldn't hack it. Now we're down to the last level.
It's the Brother Raper Challenge.
Jason, you ready to go?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to watch this.
What the
fuck? You got a cooler? Here, watch this. See?
What the fuck?
Dude, what the fuck is that? Oh, no!
We're going to have you eat raw eggs. What is that?
What is that, dude? No!
What the fuck?
No,
is that
man.
A baby for real?
What?
Oh, you're making me...
What?
Oh, God.
Guys.
I once raped a cow, but this makes me want to puke.
Yeah, you raped a cow, man. Come on.
Oh, no, dude.
You're sick.
That's
what's
gross.
Sick about this?
Where did you get that baby?
Morgue.
We cut to 2 weeks earlier. Hi, my name's Morgue. I don't know. I guess Beth thought that we would get along.
Oh, yeah. Sorry I'm late. Oh,
do you guys want some garlic bread? You want some more water?
That would be great. Thank you.
Sir, did you need a drink?
Just, yeah. You know what? I'll do a little hair of the dog. Can I have a amaretto sour?
Okay. I'll see if we have that.
I just want to say, like, I know I didn't mention that I was 8 months pregnant, so.
No, hey, that's all right.
Weird.
Oh, God, I was out partying so late last night. I was out till like 8 a.m. I slept till like 20 minutes before I had to be here.
Oh, that's right. You said you're pledging a fraternity, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
That's really fun. I'm just, yeah, I guess I took some time off from school.
Sure, this, yeah.
I know.
God, you're glowing.
Thank you. Yeah, all the vitamins. I don't know if it's the vitamins or the baby or what, you know.
Oh, wow. Did he just kick?
Oh, could you tell? Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw the tablecloth move a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it kicks. Wow.
And the amaretto sours just kept coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You know what we should do? You should have the baby, and I'll be his daddy.
Oh, wow.
We cut to, you know how you get these wild ideas to drive somewhere? So they decide to drive up Arrowhead Mountain. In the middle of a snowstorm later that night.
I always get nervous on these roads.
Don't worry. It's easy. All you gotta do is make sure you don't fall off the side.
We see a snowplow come in the other direction.
Whoa!
Flip.
Careens off Morg. The side. It's flipping over Morg. And over and over and over. Oh, it finally crashes into a boulder. Morg's head is split open.
Morg! Morg! No! Morg! I gotta save the baby.
Using pieces of ice, he rips off the side of the cliff. He uses it as a scalpel.
Morg! Oh, Morg, you're never gonna meet your baby. Your head's over there. Morg. Boy, that was a great first date. What a beautiful baby. Well, I have no choice now. I'm going to be your daddy.
Suddenly, the father instinct
kicks in,
as does the survival instinct at the same time, which lets him know he has to cover the manslaughter. He's just...
Okay. Think this through. What are we going to do? At the bottom of a ravine, I got a newborn baby. Morg's head is gone. Okay, well, I'm going to just disguise this car as a snowman. Come on, little baby. Help me get the snow together.
Oh. So indeed, he used the snowman con to get someone to pull over the side of the road.
Hey!
You like my snowman?
That's a great snowman. You guys need a lift?
Honey, yeah. I do not feel comfortable picking up hitchhikers.
Oh, well, babe, come on, relax. This guy's got a baby.
Oh.
Yeah, this is my baby. I'm its daddy. Oh,
and for a month, he found he could get all sorts of free shit. He may as well be back to the city where people would give him free appetizers. Oh, you have a baby?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
You want some tuna pokey?
Yeah, I'd love some tuna pokey. Yeah, can I have it in a bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We cut to a yogurt stand. Oh, nice kid.
Yeah, thanks.
The yogurt on me.
Thanks very much. Yeah, his umbilical cord just fell off. I found out what that was.
Ooh. Oh. What did that guy say?
His umbilical thanks for the yogurt, pal.
Hey man, here. Welcome to the camping supply store. You want a cooler?
Yeah, thanks.
Here you go, free cooler.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Hey, excuse me, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
I knew Morg, and I know you're not the father of that baby. Because I know who the father of that baby is.
What do you mean?
The father of that baby.
I'm not the father. Isn't the father the person who raises the baby? Haven't I been carrying his wet, naked ass around town for the past 2 weeks?
The father of that baby is the devil himself.
Oh, no.
It's suddenly gotten very dark and cloudy.
That baby is the Antichrist.
Oh.
Ow! Black dog.
Haven't you noticed those black dogs with pointy ears following you everywhere?
Yeah, you know, I like dogs. Get out of here.
I mean, I like them, but, you know, they're annoying. They bite at me. You know, they stare at me. And,
so later that night, he's always been terrible at doing any kind of homework. But for the first time, he went to the library on campus to do research about
sludge metal.
But he did it through looking up through sludge metal books.
Sludge metal.
Suddenly one of the professors. I couldn't help but notice you're looking at some sludge metal volumes.
Yeah, what's it to you, Prof?
Are you interested in the craft, the dark crafts of Satan?
Yeah, I am, because I'm raising his kid.
Oh, I didn't see it going there. Okay. I was going to say, look at some Aleister Crowley books in the other part of the library.
Oh, yeah, I'm just over here in the mixed media, the CDs. And
so he ignored the professor's advice and continued just to learn about Satan through sludge metal lyrics.
Some of this is pretty good. Oh, no, the baby! Baby!
The baby is in the Aleister Crowley section of the library.
Baby!
All the books are spinning around. Floating
in the air. At first, it looks like the baby's just playing with the books, but then we realize the baby is reading the books at a hyper-fast pace.
Excuse me, sir. I've asked your baby to quiet down in this library. Oh, my eyes.
Oh,
my
lady.
Eyes. I can't see.
Lady,
she
your
starts
eyes.
Bleeding out of her eyes.
Oh, no.
I can't see.
Okay.
Everyone still be quiet, but I can't see.
Oh, I'm going to have to build a snowman around this lady.
So after he takes back some of the thickest tomes on sludge metal back to his dorm room, and he reads them all night to the point he finally realizes that he must kill this baby.
Oh, I got to kill the baby, even though I love him.
Hey, can you go to sleep? Can you shut up, man? I got an exam tomorrow morning. You've been mumbling about your baby. You shouldn't even have it here.
You know what? Skeeter, I just had an epiphany.
Dude.
I got to kill the baby.
Okay, I don't even want to hear this.
Oh.
You shouldn't have it here, so I'm happy to hear that. But on the other hand, murder is not cool.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just do like the Greeks. I'll just leave him on the side of the hill for a couple days, come back and bury him.
Cut to a hill. Excuse me, sir?
Yeah?
Did you just put this baby here?
I don't think that's any of your business.
Oh, well, I actually live up on the hill. This is my property. And
this hill is your property?
Yes, it is.
The lady of the hill.
Oh, you're the lady of the hill?
I am.
Oh.
That's my farm. All those sunflowers.
I've heard.
I'm sorry. I was just passing by. I gotta say, I want to apologize to you.
Oh, yeah.
I live down the way, but I pass by your hill all the time. And there's lots of rumors. I've grown up in this neighborhood that you steal kids. And now I see you're giving back a kid that was just left on your hill. So I'm sorry.
I don't care for this one. Honestly,
it's this one.
This one. It has an energy I just don't care for.
Take my apology back.
Oh, good. He's dead.
We cut to
the didn't take long.
Present or the time.
Oh, what? That's how you got this baby?
Yeah. Come on, man.
10 minutes later. 10 minutes later on the hill. That was it. I mean, I hadn't fed him the whole time I had him.
When you said morgue at first, I was like, oh, I paid off some dude who works at a morgue. But then you tell this story?
Yeah. No, morgue.
Fuck
my ex.
You.
I mean, we weren't official. It was a first date. But yeah, you know. The devil was a real asshole to her and, you know, sort of blew her off while she was pregnant with this kid. And I, you know.
Well, I need to remind everybody in the frat that we took an oath at the beginning of the night that what happened tonight can never be spoken of.
That's right. Chaney said it best.
Yeah.
In other news, I found this really awesome sludge metal band. They're playing down at the Pineburger this weekend.
Let's talk some more about that.
Fucking Brett loves sludge metal.
True.
Guess what? It's time to interview this guy, right? Let's get him on the horn.
Ooh.
Who is this
graffiti Roland man? Burnham.
Yeah.
What year do you think this is going to be?
That art?
Hello.
Hey, is this Roland? This is Matt Besser.
Hey, Matt. Yes, this is Roland.
Hi, Roland. Thanks for joining the show. I also have some improvisers here joining us for our interview with you, but I'm very excited to have you on the show. I grew up in Little Rock, and I remember your graffiti well. And when I saw people were talking to you on Facebook the other day, I was like, I want to talk to this guy and find out about this graffiti. Now, it was called, and I never knew how to pronounce it because I only saw it written on the side of walls, but is it Balstovich?
That's correct.
Balstovich. I said it right. So it's right. A graffiti that you start doing on walls in Little Rock area. What year?
Well, first of all, we call it a mural. We don't call it graffiti.
I'm sorry.
You already messed up, Besser.
Okay. We'll find out more about that if people wanted these murals on the side of their property.
1978, June 22nd, the exact first day, where the Purple Cow is located now on Highway 10 or Cantrell.
Yes, behind the Racquet Club.
Right, and that at that time it was very dark and unlit and unpopulated. And we just had me and this other guy had a field day out there. Well, one night anyway.
And
painting a wall.
So you put it up on the wall, and I'll describe to our listeners. It looks like it's a giant head that has two big ears that look like bass thumpers. Is that what they are?
Yeah, well, no, that's not what they are. But
they kind of look like that.
Anatomy. Yeah.
And then he has what, a unicorn horn, or is that hair?
That's a hair spike.
Like a mohawk. And then he has... Then he has 2 feet. He has no body. It goes from his chin to 2 feet. Yeah, no body. Now, I read online somewhere, I think maybe it was your website, that it was somehow a protest to disco. Is that true? Did I read that right?
Well, yeah. I wrote a book about it in 1985. I wrote a story about how it all came together. And that was in the introduction there where we were two musicians, me, the guy that actually created the cartoon of Balstovich, where I refined it later. He created it, and then we decided to put it on the wall. And we were musicians. We did rock and roll music. We didn't care for the disco. In fact, we just hated it. And we decided, since nobody was paying attention to our music, we would protest in an unusual way, and nobody knew it as a protest. In fact, it was interpreted as satanic or Russian invasion or witchcraft.
What? Oh, wow. Oh,
Russian invasion.
A name, huh?
Yeah, the Balstovich kind of said, hey, it must be Russians.
So where does the name come from?
I created it out of thin air for a painting I did in 1976.
And
put it on the back of a book. Needed a back of a book title.
So painting. How many did you end up doing?
I've lost track. It's probably been over 1,000 now.
Whoa. Okay.
Not on walls. No, not on the walls. But on the walls, I would say in Little Rock, there was 8 at the time. And in North Little Rock, there was 2. So a total of 10 between 78 and 79.
That is so cool. So as a kid, I remember the one I remember was the one next to the Purple Cow, because our family belonged to the Racquet Club, which was right there. Yeah. So I perfectly know that. So that's the one I remember the most. So
that's the person.
Now, I assume you did it in the middle of the night and it was not approved. So I assume all of them were not approved. You were just doing it in the middle of the night?
Actually, I had permission for most of them.
Oh, really?
It was just that first one, right? Yeah, you know, really? Some people actually they paid me to do some of them.
Really?
But, yeah.
Did people know that at the time that you were being paid, or was it thought to be like, vandalism?
Some people, the first person thought it was vandalism. You know, the one by the Purple Cow.
Right.
That guy wanted it gone. He made an interview in a newspaper and said, as soon as the funds are available, I'll have it removed. And that was his attitude.
Was it literally on the Purple Cow, or was it on a billboard?
Next door. What? No, it was on the next door building in the parking lot.
Did it get removed or is it still there?
No.
Oh, yeah. It was long, long gone. It's 40 years ago, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess you do know. I mean, like kids, like it was being said on that Facebook page that I found you on, that kids my age, like we're all drawing it on our notebooks, you know. It was like, yeah. It was rebellion. We didn't know what the hell it was. I certainly didn't know it was rebellion against disco. But to me, it's just very funny. It's a funny image. And it kind of looks like he's from outer space to me, and I like that kind of stuff too. So I don't know. As a kid, it was just like the perfect thing to draw in your notebook. Is a perfect thing. It's the kind of perfect rebellion to follow as a child, because they would just pop up every once in a while, and you'd hear, oh, there's one over on, you know, whatever, Rodney Parham now. And people would go to look at it.
Right.
So did you get
and
a big
– I had some imposters.
Oh, really?
No way. Really? Oh, yeah, other people just tried to do the same thing?
Exactly. They tried, and I never actually saw one for myself, but I heard they were not as good, and they were cheap and badly done. They were just not quality.
Like disco.
But I never saw them. And there's like three or four people I heard about were doing these things that I didn't know. I didn't know who they were. They were just so enamored with it, they had to recopy them.
I love, yeah, man, it's a tribute. But we, us comedians don't like tributes to our jokes. We call it joke stealing, so I get it. But I love
it. Yeah, I didn't care for it.
I love that you were in a rock band. So, this is 78, 79. To paint a picture for everyone, the main record store in town, Discount Records, the walls of it, out the outside murals, I'm pretty sure ZZ Top, 38 Special, Fog Hat, like this is what Little Rock sound was. Yeah. Is that what you guys were, Southern Rock?
No, actually, we were kind of a, what do you call that kind of music that's unique and indie kind of music?
All right, sure.
We had a rock sound, but we had odd beats in it. The guitar player was phenomenal, and he wrote the songs mostly, and he constructed them with his guitar. And I suppose if anybody's really interested, they could go to Reverb Nation and look up Urbia, U-R-B-I-A, and that will show an example of some of the songs we did.
Fuck yeah, we're interested. We're totally going to do that. So
I have a question.
Go ahead, Colton. I was about to ask.
I noticed when we did the Google search there for the images that there were some people who have a tattoo of this image as well. When's the first time that you heard about or saw somebody with a tattoo of this thing that you helped create?
A couple of years ago, some tattoo artist that I'm not familiar with sent it to me, and he said, "I hope you don't mind, but a guy wanted this just like the rock in North Little Rock. There's one on the rock there, Levy, and it's huge. And part of that rock is removed, so the right ear couldn't be depicted, and the right foot was half broken off. So he wanted the tattoo to look just like that rock. Mm. So he's missing an ear and half a foot.
Ah, cool.
On the tattoo. I didn't do the tattoo. I don't know the artist that did it, but he thought it was cool that he would tell me about it. And I said, well, be careful because it's a copyrighted image.
It looks great, man. All right. Well, thanks for letting us interview you, Roland, and thanks for influencing a generation of rebels out of Little Rock.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right.
All right. Goodbye. Good luck.
Balsavich.com. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Let's spell that. B-A-L-S-T-O-V-I-T-C-H. It makes a great T-shirt. All right. Thanks, man.
Yeah, front and back.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Our own little Banksy. And I love how some people get so, like, you know, the guy's wall who is angry about it. It's just some dingy white wall.
Yeah. It would have just been like, just nothing there.
Just nothing. And now everyone's looking at your shop and you're mad about it.
Yeah.
Do you know what the shop was?
That it was on?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Like, he had to say the other shop that everybody knew, the Purple Cow, which was a cafe. Mm.
So the whole thing's a shopping center and there's a racket club in it? It's that kind of thing?
No, actually the racket club, there is this – it's funny because I've talked about this racket club I think the last time I talked about Rapert, because when I was a kid, I used to steal political signs, Republican political signs during, you know, election season and get like 40 of them in the back of my Jeep, and then I would drive them – to this exact area where he's talking about behind the racket club, because it was dark, just like he said. And there was this big ditch back there where we dump them. So it's the exact area. And it's funny, we went there for the exact reason. It was dark. But, you know, in Little Rock, there's a bunch of space. You don't need strip malls like here and jam everything together. You can spread shit out a little bit.
Whoa. Not used to there being somebody else back here.
Oh, hey there.
Hey, don't mind me, just painting a mural here.
Oh, okay. I'm about to set ablaze these anti-abortion signs.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well.
Hey, you guys getting blowjobs over there?
No.
What?
Blowjobs? No.
No.
Oh. Wouldn't have a problem with it, but that's not what we're doing.
Oh, I just assume a lot of us guys come here for blowjobs.
Oh,
know.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. This is a real liberal bastion here.
Oh, you're against support. Oh, you're against anti-abortion. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm painting Ronald Reagan. I'm painting Ronald Reagan just eating his own shit. Just shitting into his own mouth.
Nice. That's
it's good to meet you guys back here. What's it's up? A conservative town.
Yeah, oh, really. Yeah,
everybody loves Reagan.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I teach an improv class here starting in half an hour.
Oh,
wow. You've been
really? Improv here?
Yeah. It's, you know, comedy sports, short form stuff. Don't worry about it. It's the murals, the real thing. I mean, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just here for the blowjobs. But, I don't see anybody else for that, but I'll just hang.
Cool, man.
It is dark.
Pretty dark out.
Yeah, that's the charm. Get the sun almost never hits here.
Yeah, I noticed that. There's a lot of moss here.
Yeah. Yeah, lots
sometimes
of rare
algae. Sometimes I'm getting blown and I slip on the moss.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. That happens.
Well, there's some biologists who come back here and they sometimes shine a UV light on the moss. Just check on how it's doing, you know.
You're both under arrest.
Whoa!
Police!
I was undercover. I actually like anti-abortion signs.
Because you don't like abortion?
No. I don't like abortion.
So you do like anti-abortion signs.
I appreciate anti-abortion signs.
Because you don't like abortion.
You're not going to get me confused, pal. You're under arrest. You're under arrest for graffiti.
What am I under arrest for? There was no one reciprocating what I was here for.
Yeah, but you wanted to commit the crime.
Oh, you can't go to jail for wanting to do something.
Intent to get a blowjob? Yes. What is this, Soviet Russia?
Exactly the opposite. This is Little Rock, Arkansas. This is my partner.
Hey.
You look scared, rookie.
It's my first day in the job.
You're going to let this happen to me? Some guy just get busted for wanting to get a blowjob? Everybody in this town wants a blowjob.
Kneecap him, rookie.
Bing, bang.
Oh, fuck. I meant hit him with your nightstick.
That was I used to. I thought you meant my gun. I thought you meant my gun.
Jesus Christ.
I'm training today. Oh, you have to God. Tell me.
We cut to the cops having to shoot both these guys and bury them in the darkness behind the racket.
Please, I'm teaching alphabet game. I'm teaching the alphabet game. Oh, fuck.
All right, rookie.
All right, you guys celebrating. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
You know what, rookie? This may be our chance.
Wait, we have to teach this improv class, I think.
You got to go undercover and teach the improv class, and I'll have to go undercover and get my dick sucked.
We cut to the improv class.
Okay, everyone. So,
where's our teacher from last week?
You know, I am the teacher today. That teacher couldn't make it, and
obviously.
So here we are. We're going to start with some improv exercises.
Ow! Ah! I'm a biologist! You just dick slapped me.
Oh, sorry.
I'm checking out the algae. That's why I was down. I was crouching looking at the algae.
Oh, yeah, we're back out at that field, and we see that the officers just groping around in the dark for blowjobs.
Sorry, I thought you might be here.
No,
to give me a blowjob.
And back at the improv class.
So that was an interesting scene, but my main note would just be funnier. You know,
like this seems like long form. It doesn't seem like short form at all. We're just doing scenes based on a suggestion. There's no structure. This is bullshit.
Well, you know, I just thought it would. I thought it would be funny if you guys both have narcolepsy, and you know.
But there was no game to play, like emotions or make it into a song or a movie genre. This is like some of that Chicago bullshit.
Well, you know, I just think that, like, look, let me show you how it's done.
Do you even know how to do short form?
Yeah.
Oh, rookie, I heard gunshots. What'd you do?
They were fighting my notes.
No, rookie.
You see a room just killed with covered with massacred short form improvisers.
Jesus, rookie.
There's one short former pretending to be dead over in the corner, but short formers are so bad at acting, it's obvious that she's not dead.
Look at that. Bad object.
We can, you know, there's an easy way to figure out if he's faking. Reverse. Look, he came back to life.
We cut to more bodies being buried out behind the
this is a biologist that I met out here. And, well, rookie, this has been a bad first day on the job.
Look, this is like training day. I'm not cut out for this. You know?
Yeah, and come on, rookie. This is where we hide the... Oh, what's up, man? You training your rookie?
Yeah, Reynolds, yeah. Hey, this is Reynolds. And,
I'm Officer Peterson.
This is Officer Peterson.
I don't even know my rookie's name. Such a rookie.
Just call me Rookie Rick.
Rookie. Right, anyway, rookie. We killed Wino. I'm just showing him where we buried
the
bodies.
Oh, yeah. This is the spot.
Up here on this hill.
So,
yeah.
So that's how it is, rookies. I guess you guys are getting a crash course here today.
Yeah, it's not all speed and tickets and fun.
Yeah, this is Little Rock.
Everyone's dicks are still out.
Crap on YouTube.
Should we do another YouTube?
Yeah. Yep. Man shows off his amputated foot.
Oh, snap. Like the actual foot?
Yeah, bring it
up. Oh, no. I don't want
to
see this.
That's not real, is it?
I think so.
That's his foot? Why are we looking at it?
Have you seen Finders Keepers? Definitely watch that, Doc.
I think I heard about that.
It's amazing. You would love it.
The guy lost his prosthetic.
Oh,
and he's trying to get it back.
Right.
But is this a real foot? I'm not going to look.
Dude, that's his actual foot?
Hello, this is Donald Carlson, and this is my foot. If you look down here, that's my stump. Here's what came off of it. This is the bones to my foot. Yeah. Here's a tendon. Here's a long goosey tendon.
Why?
This is the heel. And this used to be my bad leg. Now it looks better than what it was before. And just look at my cool toes. I can wiggle my toes now in my hand. And this is the bottom of my foot. Isn't this cool? It looks like I took a bite. Uh-oh, we're bleeding. That's not good. We're starting to bleed. But that's okay. Well, look at all the juicy meat in here. This is my foot, and this is Don without a foot. Hello, goodbye. Talk to you later.
I ain't talking to you later.
Dude, why? Why? Why did he do that?
Yeah, man.
That seems...
I don't get that.
Can he have it in his freezer?
That's like one of the stages of grief, I think.
Sure. Do a YouTube.
Yeah.
Post it on YouTube.
Hey, Neil, maybe you should just relax for another couple of weeks.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's a great recovery room. The Wi-Fi's great. I'm streaming on Twitch, showing everybody my testicle.
Okay. I just don't think tonight's the night to go out to a bar, though.
Yeah, let's go out. Come on, let's go out. I've been streaming all day. I've got all my fans, people are reacting. I'm dangling my testicle around in front of my webcam.
We cut to a lift, not one of those elevators from the past, but the.
You mind if I sit in the front?
Yeah, it's no problem.
You guys still do that? Can I still sit in the front?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, sitting's different for me now. Yeah, one of my testicles is removed. So
that's pretty well.
You want to see it?
You want to see it? Here it is. Look, it's right here.
Oh, God. Hey, all right. Get out of my car.
It's one of my balls.
Get the fuck out of my car,
it's
man.
Raining. Okay.
Get out of here.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Get out.
Okay. Now they're out in the rain. Ah, fuck. Now we're not going to be able to get an Uber.
I'll call another one. I'm going to change my profile pic on Lyft to a picture of me dangling my testicles so people won't be surprised. Well, no, they won't be surprised. That's what they'll be expecting. It's easy. Here, I'm just going to take a selfie of me with the testicle. Beep, beep.
You've been removed from Lyft.
Okay, that's fine.
Then we tried on Uber, and it does make it on Uber. Then we, you know how you look on your map, and you see the car kind of making a decision about you and then disappearing it over and over again.
Ride.
Look, man.
Okay, I'll just.
They're all abandoning
ride,
their fucking.
We don't know that.
Ride canceled.
There could be a detour. It could be a detour.
They're all
or something.
Spinning cars and they disappear.
It could be. You never know. You don't know. There could be a snowstorm or something.
So they walked all the way to the bar.
All right.
Finally made it. They walk into the bar. Everyone's on their phone.
It's quiet.
Hey, guys.
In here.
Neil's out of the hospital.
I'm out of the hospital, everybody.
Hey.
Guys, seriously, Neil's out of the hospital.
I'm out of the hospital, everybody.
Hey.
I got my testicle removed.
Mm-hmm.
I got my testicle removed.
Yeah.
I got my testicle removed.
He takes out his pocket and jams it, just plops it on Colton's screen.
Hey!
Whoa, 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 hey!
Look
man.
At my ball. Do you think
I was watching your Twitch.
Yeah, it's
you just interrupted my Twitch stream.
You should have watched it live because I'm here now. Here, look at my ball. Look, do you think it was going to be this color? I always imagined that it was sort of a white, like a peach color, but it's bloody and gray.
Dude, you need to sew it up or something if you're going to carry it around. It's
no,
leaking.
They said that I have to let my nutsack air out for a couple of days.
Jesus.
No one said that.
No, it's like wisdom teeth. Like, I can't have anything through a straw, otherwise it'll get too dry. So what I need to do is just let it naturally moisturize in the air. See, wait, you want to see the flaps? Everybody's bored of seeing my testicle. You want to see the flaps?
Flaps. Can I get you a drink?
Do we order at the bar? I ordered at the bar. Is that okay?
You already ordered at the bar?
Yeah. I mean, no, I'll get it from you. I mean, no, I want food. I definitely want food.
All right.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Goes in, goes out.
What the fuck? Is that
goes
chicken
in,
McNugget?
No, I wish. No, it's my testicle. It's one of my two testicles. And then my nut stack's still open, so I can put
Hello.
It back in.
Oh, hi.
Oh, my God.
Hey, ladies. What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm sitting on a bar stool at a high table taking my testicle in and out of my nut sack.
Oh, yeah? Well, check this out. Check out my fallopian tube.
Oh, wow. Did you have a cancer?
Huh?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I had cancer in my testicle.
So they both make their way over to a corner table so they can get
really
some more
hard.
Price.
It was really
privacy.
Hard. I was so scared.
Yeah, and so.
I was so scared.
Ding, 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 ding.
What's happening?
I guess I wanted to give the first toast at our friend's wedding.
So cute.
I just want to say I'm so happy for you guys. I mean, I don't know if anyone knows the story of how they met.
Oh, my God.
Tell it.
Here it comes.
Here we go.
I mean, you know, you don't know where and how you can find love, but when one man is in a bar with his testicle in his hand and my friend, we didn't know if she was going to make it.
Mm-mm.
And she
I was hit and miss.
You were hit and miss. And she was really down on her luck, but she's like, you know what? I'm going to get up. I'm going to put on my favorite dress, my favorite shoes, and I'm going to grab my fallopian tubes, and I'm going to go to the bar.
Yeah.
And you know what? What did you do? You did just that, didn't you?
I did
you?
It. She I did just that.
And I thought, that's crazy, and we should stop her because that seems really dangerous.
Yeah. It was just right out of surgery.
Baby.
It was,
me too.
I know.
And she came back she was glowing. Mm-hmm. She was like, I met someone tonight.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've never seen her like that in my life. And
I had also reopened the surgical wounds from the sex we had,
yes.
Which I should not have done. That was bad.
It was not good.
Me neither. God, that hurt.
We cut to that.
That was painful.
We cut to that night where when they have sex.
Ah! Oh, God.
Ow!
Keep it down in there.
Ah! Ah! Ring, ring.
Oh,
ah! Ring.
Oh, it's my doctor. I got to take this. Hello.
In fact, it's the hotel phone right next to their bed.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, this is the front desk.
Oh, I thought it was my cell phone. Yeah,
We're getting complaints from noise coming. Is everything all right?
Okay, well, first of all, my girlfriend, and
whoa,
I are...
he said it!
We are both cancer survivors, and we're both having sex for the first time since we got our cancer treatment.
Ugh.
Today.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you just keep it down, we have other patrons in the hotel. So they go back to just having even...
This is not good.
Excuse me, Matt.
What?
Listen, you have to take care of this. If they're not going to respond to your phone call, you need to go up there and physically separate them.
Damn it. All right, fine. You really want me to go?
The complaints, we can't. They're getting to me.
Excuse me.
I'm my doctor. Hello? Hello? Yeah, hello.
Hi, we have to get up really early tomorrow morning to travel.
Why? Do you have cancer? Why? Do you have cancer? Are you getting a cancer treatment tomorrow?
Because we just had one.
We just had earlier today. Today.
Didn't you two get married today?
Wow. Moving a little fast there, Romeo. Yeah. This is a flashback.
We cut back to the wedding. Okay. Let's talk about Neil. Okay. Neil was my roommate in college, and hey, there's nothing problem with his nuts then. No problem then. he fucked a lot, I guess, is what I'm saying, you know? But don't worry. Okay. He only used that left nut before he met you.
Yeah.
Before you, he's only using that left one, so he got it removed. So now that right one, that's all yours.
Everyone's looking like, forever. Oh, this is not a good test.
Forever. And hey,
man, he's looking at his friends,
but
giving the,
you know, like I'm saying, like he used to get his fucking
baby's nut, man. Baby's hand falls out of this man's mouth.
He get his nut,
oh,
man.
God.
You're fucking frat brothers.
That?
Hey, I'm a Republican senator, you motherfuckers.
Holy shit, that has to be the place to end. Neil, where can we compliment you on social media? Or do you even do that?
I've got my Twitter is not Neil Casey. And please follow me, retweet.
Great. Anything to plug you want to talk about?
The Big Mouth Valentine's Day special just came out.
I heard about that.
Check that out on Netflix. And that's all I got right now.
Katie?
You could just find me on Twitter. Or Instagram, Katie Dippold, you know.
That's where you're rolling?
That's where I pop in every so often.
I put two Rapert songs about baby eating on my Instagram, if you guys are really interested.
Oh, wow.
Colton.
Yeah, check me out on Instagram and Twitter at Captain Dope, that's CAPTDOPE. And take a listen to my new podcast, Voyage to the Stars, right here on the Earwolf Network.
Ooh. And you have a TV show.
I do also have a TV show called Superstore coming back March 7th on NBC.
There you go. And Subculture is the new venue in New York City for the UCB Theater.
Cool.
It's on, let's see, it's on, I should know this already, but it's like on Bleecker. Look this up, Josh. I should have known this for the plug.
Yeah, buddy.
It's north of Houston.
Oh, yes.
Is it on Lafayette or Bleecker?
It's at Bleecker and Lafayette, I think.
It's both, yeah. I am right. It's at Bleecker and Lafayette. There's a subway stop there. It's a really great venue. We're going to be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. When I say we, I mean the theater. What's it say?
45 Bleecker Street.
45?
Yep.
Just straight up Bleecker. There's no...
Straight up.
East, west, north, south.
Yeah,
there.
45 Bleecker Street, y'all.
There you go. Check it out. You know, it's on the website, but this is our first week of our move, so please support the New York Theater. And,
corner of Bleecker and Lafayette, right behind Kith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. And keep being human.
Be a good human. Listen to Matt's new improvised series, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, out now on Stitcher Premium. Check out Matt Besser's Patreon podcast called Professor Besser. Listen to Stolen Idea, Matt, Bobby and Brett's epic punk rock musical on Stitcher Premium, and tell your friends. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. Music by Dragoon. This has been Improv for Humans.
Hey,
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the improv fantasy podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You all see my collection of men corpses and one woman.
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins is crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos, ruler of the Eighth Circle.
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.